I suppose it wasn't a great game, and I don't know whether we're necessarily to blame for that, in the sense of the two fullbacks dropped off, or the two wingers dropped off and tried to stop our fullbacks, and we probably missed a little bit of creativity of McElhenney or McGrath tonight. But you know, I don't think Gary had a lot to do, but either Peter Cherry. But I think, again, possession stats will say that we were the dominant side, and we've run out worthy winners, I think.
And a bit of quality won the game, really.
Yeah, I think Sean showed that in the first half as well, and Peter Cherry made a brilliant save from Pat's header. So that's an area we're trying to improve. Our fullbacks, a little bit of crosses earlier into the box. And yeah, listen, it's paid off tonight in the end. I thought Lido was very calm when he came on, set Sean up, and brilliant cross, and the two rings end lads linked up very well at the back post.
Sean Murray had to go off there in the second half with a head injury of some kind. How does that look?
Yeah, it's more, you know, he doesn't look as good now than he did before the game, so that's all. It was a deep enough wound, and we're at the stage now where we put ourselves in a position we don't need to risk people like that, you know.
How do you find that balance between risking people and giving people game time, which they need to stay sharp?
I think you're seeing that balance on the team tonight. Like, you know, Hooban, Duffy, they're the type of players who just want to play. Gannon, it's not that everyone wants to play every week, but they're at their best when they have a rhythm. And you need to be careful you don't take the rhythm away from them. So it's a fine line, and, you know, you see, but at the same time, Murray, Benson, only at games time. If Benson's going to start in the cup final, we don't know, then he's got to go to the well and play in 90 minutes. And he was tired there tonight, and probably with the injuries he's had, the physios are looking at me going, do you want to take him out? No, he needs to be tested. His body needs to be tested, and it's massive that he came through that tonight for us, you know.
And is it a case that some players need more game time to maintain momentum? Some players can come in and out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think certain players are at ease of, like, don't need that sort of same intensity play. Like, some players play their best football when they play every trip. Like, Shields is someone who actually loses a little bit of rhythm when he doesn't play for a couple of weeks. So it's difficult, and it's, the bottom line is, we've got to be good to this league as well. We've got to be fair. We play teams chasing Europe, and Bowls next week are really chasing Europe, so we've got to be fair to Derry and Pats next week, and at least give our all and try and win the game.
Are you talking about the cup final at all, or is it just you're taking each game at a time? Is it that old cliche?
No, I think there's a certain amount of periodisation that goes into every single season and every moment. So there is training plans in place for certain guys, targeting the, you know, we'll target the cup final with certain players who'll come in and out of team. So we'll have to manage that and be very careful how we manage that. So cup final is firmly on our mind, absolutely.
What about the existing injuries, Vinny? Anyone closer to coming back?
Yeah, I think like John is out running now, so that's
John Mountney.
Jordan Flores, like all them injuries coming back from a bad one, picked up something minor in another part of the body. That's often what happens, and that's why I'm reluctant ever to give out, you know, timelines and these things, because it's like it even puts the player under pressure. So both of them, I imagine, will play a league game, and Patrick, the three of them will play league games before the cup final. We're very confident that, you know, the law of averages tell you someone else will pick up some sort of an injury, but the three of them, as it currently stands, I expect to be available for selection for the cup final.